Hello, everybody, and welcome in for another episode of Vault Club Confidential, sponsored by the great people at Knoxville Smiles. I'm your host, Austin Price. Coming up tonight on the show, we have Tennessee defensive lineman Jackson Moy. But before we get to him, we bring in Will Watkins with the Volunteer Club. And Will, final home game coming up this weekend against UTEP. It's an odd senior day just because it's an out-of-conference opponent, right. But it's still senior day nonetheless.
You know, excited to send off the seniors with a bang. You know, they get a, we'll call it a win, UTEP. You know, so anytime they can come out and kind of let loose, have a little more fun, it's not as tense as an SEC game. I think that's a good thing. They can go out there and just have fun with their last
chance.
You're
calling it a win, huh? You're chalking it up.
I'll chalk it up. I'll call it right now. Too. I'll stake my claim.
Me too. We're not going. That limb's pretty sturdy.
Yeah, I feel pretty good there. But yeah, it's our last one. It's always sad to see the last game in Neyland, but it's one more chance for us to tailgate. So we're always excited about that. Our final tailgate of the season.
Tailgating for football, and of course Tennessee will head off to a bowl destination or a playoff destination. We'll find out more on that in the coming week or so. And then basketball season right around the corner.
Basketball's right there.
More events.
More events to come. You know, keep checking your email. Check the app. We'll get some information as we get those planned and set up. But we're always looking to do stuff with our members. So basketball season, we'll figure some stuff out for the members.
All right, basketball season underway on both the men and women's side. And, of course, football as it's dwindling down here with the home game, the home finale against UTEP this weekend. Now, more on Knoxville Smiles.
I'm Tennessee basketball player J.P. Estrella. Let me give you a tour here of the offices at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Costa is placing implants with a robot, and it's all done digitally. There's no guessing with this since it's all robotic. Dr. Woko is the newest addition to the office. He loves to research the latest and greatest in technology, so the other doctors go to him for the newest product information and techniques. Dr. Malone is building teeth in the mouth. To him, cosmetic bonding is more like artwork. He does this without cutting your teeth down. It's all about building them up.
Guys, we still have a problem. Y'all have a bigger chair?
Jackson, when you made the decision to get in the portal and then to pick Tennessee, what did you have envisioned? And then kind of have those, you know, thought processes met, you know, kind of the reality of this?
Yeah, I knew, I think coming into Tennessee when I was visiting, I knew they had a pretty stacked D-line room already. But I was very confident in my abilities and, you know, my ability to just, you know, play football the way I know how to play football. So just believing in myself coming here and, you know, earning the respect of my teammates, I think it's really just I've been blessed to see it all come into fruition here. And so it's been a great experience so far, and I can't wait to just keep building on top of it.
What's the biggest thing you've learned since you've been here?
The biggest thing I've learned since coming here, I think – something that's just been reemphasized to me is just the importance of, like, consistency. As cliche as it sounds, just coming in, being the same person each day, being the same type of dude that shows up to work when your body's hurting, when you're not excited to practice. You have to learn to make yourself excited, because that's what the great ones do. And I think just learning under Coach G has just helped me improve my game so much. Not only just as a football player, but just, you know, how to become a better person, be a better man in general. So,
how hard is it sometimes when the body is hurting to go out there and push through practice and all those things? Because I know Coach Garner has an expectation where you'd be out there regardless of how you feel.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, but everyone goes through it. That's something that kind of keeps me going, is just like, in Tuscaloosa or Athens, they're going through the same pain as I am. So what's gonna separate me this week in order to, you know, better myself from my opponent? So
The atmospheres both here and then on the road. I remember texting you after, I think it was the Florida game. I sent you the video, and you were like chest bumping people, or maybe it was the Alabama game. Actually, it was Alabama.
Yeah.
And I said, just a little bit better in Stanford, huh? And you're like, yeah, just no doubt. Like, you know, what has the atmosphere been like, not only here, but on the road, just to play in?
Yeah, just that SEC environment. It's just passionate all around. You see the love that each fan base has for their team. It's really like out here, it's I'd say it's God and football out here. So I just being able to be a part of that Having fans is show so much support. It's been a blessing.
What's the biggest thing you miss about home?
Biggest thing I miss about home, I'd say my family and the beach. But other than that, I feel I'm pretty at home here too.
You're from just north of San Diego. So, I mean, like, yeah. Are you in the San Diego type weather? Because, I mean, like, you go like an hour up the road to L.A. and then San Diego, that's two different temperatures, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I'd say it's definitely more San Diego weather for sure. It's pretty – it's always good weather back home.
Always like 70 degrees.
Yeah.
It's not like this fall's been, man. I mean, like, yeah, we've had fantastic weather this fall.
No doubt. It's definitely San Diego weather out here in Knoxville right now, so.
You got here last year, and they had the big snow and stuff.
I mean, was crazy. That was crazy. Well, that was my second time seeing snow ever in my life.
And it stuck around forever.
Yeah. I liked it, though. It was cool seeing it, so.
Best part of San Diego is what? Are you a Chargers guy?
No, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I'm a loyal Kansas City Chiefs fan, though.
Where does that come from?
So, I'd say it comes from my dad. My dad, all his cousins were Raider fans, Chief fans, so he wanted to pick a team that was in the same conference as them, but just different. So, he chose the Chiefs, and me, I always wanted to be like my dad. So, yeah, I've been there since the Matt Castle, Jamal Charles days, Eric Berry, too. That's why when he comes here, I'm like, dang, I really used to grow up watching him. So, it was pretty cool. And Coach Colquitt, too, as well.
That's right. Yeah. Dustin Colquitt. Yeah. Of course, Trey Smith's on
Trey
the Chiefs
Smith,
now.
Yeah.
He comes around quite a bit.
Yeah, it was awesome getting to meet him because he's a beast. So, yeah.
Obviously, Polynesian.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little bit – Tennessee's, you know, traditionally, sporadically had, you know, Jesse Mahalona, Albert Tawina, JT Mapu, you know, and then this little run with you and Nico, Keenan.
Yeah.
Next year they got Anthony Ogumoro, who's Micronesian.
Yeah.
All Venetians. Can you differentiate the cultures?
It's similar. I can't really speak too much on Micronesians, but I'd probably say they're all very family oriented, really. Big on respect.
Loyalty.
Our faith, no doubt. But mostly just respect for not only our peers, but especially our elders. And those of authority of us, it's kind of just how we were raised. It's just in our blood, just to always be aware and, you know, be respectful of those.
What's something most people don't know about you?
Something that people don't know about me. I'd say off the field, I'm a very soft-spoken guy. I keep a close friend group, so not too many people know too much about me. But when you get to know me, I'm really soft-spoken. I'm a goofy guy. I'd probably say that for sure.
Your mom and dad, you know, I remember meeting them when you were here on your official, and they just seemed like, you know, just like big-hearted, kind people.
Yeah.
like just fit in really well here.
Yeah.
How much have they enjoyed getting to come out here to the games and just kind of entrenching themselves in the, you know, Tennessee community?
Oh, yeah, they've loved it. I'd say even though it's so far away from home, just – the fit culturally for my family is just it's been perfect for me. So just being able to see my family enjoy this process and this experience here in Knoxville as much as I do, it's just been awesome. So I'm just so thankful that I have them to be able to experience this journey with me, and hopefully get more family members out here soon.
Coach Garner has tasked you with, you know, finding him another Polynesian guy in the portal. Yeah. You know, if there is one that enters the portal, you know, do you feel pressure to make that happen?
I don't feel too much pressure. I feel like there's a lot of good ones out there. So it's just really just selling them on coming out here, because I feel like that's the one thing that keeps more Polynesians from coming out here, is just the distance from leaving home. But I feel like once they actually get to experience it, be in the locker room with the guys, they'll really see that culturally it's a great fit. So if they're willing to just get past, you know, the miles, I think it'll be awesome to get more out here.
Coach Garner had this grand plan, I think, to redshirt you this year. And then you said, nah, I'm going to play because I'm just going to be better than you thought. Like when you started to make plays in practice – and started to show up more and more on the film, what was kind of, you know, his message to you, and then how did you take that and expand and build off on it?
Yeah, so I think just being able to prove myself, I think Coach G's, he just really was, he was surprised, not surprised, but I think he was happy that I was able to come here and, you know, prove myself as early as I did. But I think that kind of just harps on, like, the confidence that I came in with, just and belief in myself, knowing that, you know, I wanted to come here and contribute as soon as I got here. So I think from with that, Coach G, oh, there's always more work to be done. And I know that, but Coach G always lets us know that too. But it's awesome to have Coach G as our coach, because, you know, he celebrates our wins very passionately, but, you know, when there's work to be done, he always lets us know.
It's funny, you know, we had, you know, Big O and Bryson on 2 weeks ago on the show.
Yeah.
And they talked about Big Mama, and I'd never heard of Big Mama.
Yeah.
And so now it's fun. Like, you know, we're in the complex and Don Bailey was sitting there and he was getting ready to talk to the media. And I said, I heard you're going to meet Big Mama later today. And his head was down and he went, and I'm like, dang, man, this sled is in everybody's head from a standpoint. Like, nobody wants to mess with that thing.
Yeah.
Like, how difficult is she?
I've only done it once, but it's good work. It's good work. It's heavy, but yeah, it's hard. It's hard to go on it, but it gets us better. It gets us prepared for game day.
Who's the one guy on the D-line that you really found yourself like becoming super close with?
Yeah, I'd say mostly all the older guys, really. Omar, Big O, Bryson. But someone that I'd say is always, that I'm pretty really close with, Big E. You know, they're all like big brothers to me, but, you know, Big E's he's always looked out for me, and, you know, we're pretty close, and he's a great teammate, a better friend, and better person too.
So what have you learned from those guys?
The thing that I've learned with those guys is really just to keep your head down. You know, in this game, there's a lot of ups and downs, and with that comes a lot of praise or a lot of, you know, hate. So, you know, with the good and the bad, you got to keep your head down, because there's, no matter what, there's always more to come, and yeah, there's more work to be done. So I think just being consistent.
What makes you smile?
Makes me smile. I'd say just waking up each day. You know, it sounds corny, but, you know, every day's a blessing, and just my family definitely, and football makes me happy. The relationships it's brought me, the people I've met, they're like, I think most of my close relationships are all because of football. So mostly.
Speaking of smiling, now more on Knoxville Smiles.
Knoxville Smiles depend on us to make your smile better. Knoxville Smiles, are you happy with your smile today? Knoxville Smiles, we're all about smiles.
Hey Lance, what makes you smile?
Pancake blocks.
When you're not playing football, what are you doing?
I like to go, well, when I'm back home, I like to go to the beach, probably hang with my cousins. And
do you just, are you just laying on the beach? Are you getting out in the ocean? Are you try to surf? What are we doing?
I'm more of a, what's it called?
Sunbather.
Boogie boarding guy.
You're a sunbather.
And nah. I'm a spikeball guy, huge spikeball guy. Well, I'll play volleyball with my sister too, because she plays beach volleyball. So, yeah.
Now, do you have a set beach, or do you just kind of rotate around whichever one you can get to fastest?
I like to go to Carlsbad Beach a lot. That's probably my main one, and Oceanside Beach, of course.
Carlsbad, home of Callaway.
Yeah, Tony Hawk too.
You a skateboard guy?
No. My mom never allowed me to. She didn't want me to get hurt.
But unless she let you play football.
She didn't want me to get hurt before football season or baseball season.
Baseball?
Yeah.
What position?
First and a little bit of pitcher. Mostly first baseman,
though. When was your last baseball game? When did that dream die?
My sophomore year of high school. Yeah, it was... I think once I got into middle school, I put all my extra work into football, and you know, I feel like to be great in a sport, you kind of have to do that, and you have to put that extra work into your sport. But I kind of just lost my passion for the game. But yeah, baseball was my first love. It was. So yeah.
What's your favorite MLB team?
I really don't have one. I support the Dodgers because my dad grew up with the manager, Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
They grew up together. So I'd say the Dodgers if I had to say a team. Yeah.
If you could go one place in the world that you've not been, where do you want to go?
Definitely Samoa. I'd like to go there a lot just to learn more about my roots, my heritage, and my family. Yeah.
So I've not been there, though.
No, never. Never. It's, yeah.
What's the one place you've been you'd like to go back to?
I'd probably say Tahiti. I went there when I was 9. It was a great experience.
A long time ago.
Yeah, it was. It's crazy to think that I'm 20 now. It's crazy how fast time goes by.
You're so old.
Yeah, but definitely Tahiti for sure.
You talked to Brew, and he's a you know, a SoCal guy.
Yeah.
He misses the street tacos. You know,
Mexican food out there is really good, and our sushi. Yeah.
Well, is that what you miss the most?
Food-wise?
Yeah.
I'd probably say, yeah, food-wise, definitely the Mexican food or the...
If you've got one meal left, who's making it? Where are we getting food from? Is this a home cooked meal? Is this not a home cooked meal?
One meal left. I'd probably say sushi. My last meal. I don't know. I'm really not a picky guy. I'm really just
you eat whatever's in front of you.
Yeah.
You're the opposite of me, though. I'm a picky guy. Who's had the biggest influence on you? Not in football, but just in general in life. Who, like, is it a high school teacher? Is it a family member? Who is it?
I'd probably say my dad, and my mom too. But it's different with a father-son relationship. You know, growing up, I just always wanted to be like my dad. I feel like I'm a mix of my mom and my dad. My mom's more the energetic, my dad's the more chill one. But everything I do, I just wanted to make him proud because he's just done so much for me and my family, and he's my role model for sure.
If you make a big play on defense, I remember like there's that picture of you after like the NC State game or Oklahoma, one of them.
Yeah.
You know, and you're celebrating. Like,
yeah.
Is there a significance to that, or just, you know, doing what you do?
Yeah, so against Oklahoma, when I threw up like an S.
Yes.
I threw it up just to, you know, show some love and bring awareness to someone. So that's what it means when people throw up the S. It was just really just throwing it up for my culture, for my people. Just, you know, you don't really see too many Polynesians out here in the SEC. So I kind of just wanted to, you know, inspire the younger generation, not just football players, but, you know, just the younger Polynesian and youth in general, just, you know, go out and do something different. You don't have to play in the Pac-12. You could go do something different. You can go be an artist, you know, choreographer. You could do whatever you want. So just, you don't have to be a statistic.
What kind of music do you like?
What was that?
What kind of music do you like?
I like all types of music. I really do like all types of music. I probably say I listen most to R&B, rap before football for sure. Starting to get on a little bit of country, but not too
it
much.
It rubs off on you here.
Yeah, it does. There's good songs. My teammates have put me on some good music out here.
What teammates have put you on these music?
I gotta give a shout out to my boy Josh Helsden for sure. He's put me on some good music. Nathan Robinson's put me on some good country music. Kellen Lindstrom. Yeah.
Nathan Robinson. All right. This is the portion of the show where I'm going to ask you to pull your phone out.
Okay.
And I want you to call the one person that you know you can always count on to answer.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a teammate. It can be anybody.
Yeah.
You got to put it on speaker.
I got you.
Who are we calling?
My mom. No doubt. She always answers. I'm going to call right now. It's going to be awkward if she doesn't. Okay, there we go. Come on, Mommy. What's up, Mom? Okay. Yeah, I'm just doing a podcast right now, and I was asked the one person who you know would answer if you called them, and I picked you. So, you got anything to say? You're live right now.
No. I love you, and make good choices, and okay. Go Vols.
Hey, all right. Hey, Mom. He doesn't call you enough if your answer is, are you okay?
You know what? I'm a freak. That's always my answer. Always. I'm paranoid. But yeah, I agree. He doesn't call me enough. He's calling every day.
I do call you a lot. Okay. All right, Mom.
You do. I love you.
All right, love you too. Bye. Okay,
bye. That's fantastic. That same thing happened with, we had Darrell Sims and Alec Ablin on earlier this year, and they called their moms, and both moms said, is everything okay?
Like, it's just a mom thing, I guess. Yeah.
That means you don't call her enough, though. That's why she answers like that do, way. But... How many times a week do you call your mom? Two?
I'd say definitely 3 to 5.
3 to 5? Well, that's good.
I try to at least every other day if I don't every day.
How much you talk to your dad a week?
Well, every time I call my mom, my dad's in the back. And then she'll just hand the phone to my dad. But, yeah, I'd probably say at least 2 to 3 times.
He's got that salt and pepper goatee going on right now.
Yeah.
Got that wisdom look going on.
Yeah, I'm not. That's how my facial hair grows. So I keep a clean cut.
Oh, you get the salt and pepper too?
If I grow it out, yeah, I would.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, not the song, not that one, but yeah.
What did for you? Like, what's the ideal trajectory for you as a player? Obviously, you're playing with a lot of confidence right now. Mm-hmm. How do you build on that? How do you expand that into next year? Because next year you're gonna be looked to be one of the. I mean, you're already playing a bunch, but you're gonna play even more snaps next year.
Yeah. I'd say for the rest of this season, really just being more consistent in the run game. I just feel like that's a big area where I need to improve. As past game too, just recognizing run pass keys, playing with my hands better. I feel like I just want to keep building on making more plays for my team within the scheme of our defense for sure. As we transition into next year, I definitely want to, you know, I want to step into a leadership role. But I know I got to be not only a vocal leader, but, you know, through my actions as well. So just trying to build into that role each day, each practice. So I'm just becoming that person for our team for sure. And then we'll see what goes from there.
I think it's amazing. You all have so many quality bodies on the defensive line.
We do.
And I mean, like, you were probably, how many snaps were you playing a game at Stanford?
I'd say at least 50, 60. Yeah. We only had, I know my freshman year, we only had 3 guys rotating at tackle.
And so you're playing like a fourth of that or a third of that now. Yeah. But everybody seems happy. It's like, you know, you feel like you're maximizing your reps and you're, you know, maybe you're not playing as much, but you're able to give more during that amount of time because you're fresher.
Yeah, I'd say that's, even though my snaps aren't as much as I had in the past 2 years, my production is has increased more since last year by a lot. Just because I think when you're able to have a lot of guys, you're able to consistently go. You know, everybody wants to say, you know, he can play every play, but when we're at this level, at this size, you're going to war with you're getting hit by 600 pounds every play, and then you have to run sideline to sideline after the play. So when you're able to have other guys that can come in and rotate, and you can truly play sideline to sideline every play that you're in, it's a huge advantage for sure. And it really, you know, it helps us a lot to just be more productive when we are out there, because I feel like everybody's just really, they don't take their rep for granted.
Of course, that's just defensive snaps. Offensive snaps, you're getting a couple here and there when they go to the jumbo package. Have we practiced catching the ball in practice?
Not yet. Not yet. I just like lead blocking for my guys so far. So
lead blocking. Dale Dillon, fumble it at the one. I'll recover it in the end zone.
Hopefully, I can get a touchdown, but we'll see.
What if that happened? Do you have something planned? Do you have something in your mind?
I have a few dances in mind, a few touchdown dances. Yeah, when our guys score, we have some pretty good touchdown dance guys on our team. So definitely want to join that crew for sure.
Okay, again, you're a defensive guy, and maybe this is just an offensive thing. Take me through, like, what is the? I mean, like the offensive guys have started this whole. what is that?
It's a little TikTok trend.
Okay,
it's like
I'm
a
old. I don't know these things.
No, you're good. It's like a little TikTok dance that's pretty popular right now. So it was pretty funny. Like all the people that are on TikTok, they know it's pretty funny. So it was cool to just see him do that in a big game too. So
well, you know, obviously you're talking about Dante Thornton.
Yeah,
but you know, earlier in the game.
Oh yeah, Squirrel did that.
did it too, and like. You know, like Cooper goes down, and I'm like looking through my binoculars, and I see Cooper go down, and like, you know, he's celebrating, and then Andre's like, no, we gotta do the thing, and they start doing it, and I'm like, what are they doing? Like,
they must have planned that for sure, but I know a lot of guys in the locker room always hit that dance. It's funny. Yeah, it's a good time.
What's the best part of Knoxville for you?
The people for sure.
Do you have people come up to you out in public?
Yeah, I've had a few. Yeah, it's awesome. Just the love. You know, I always tell people whenever they ask me how it is out here in Tennessee, and I really just talk about the love and the respect of everybody out here in Tennessee. And you know, there's orange everywhere. You don't see that in California, especially for a college. Like you'll see a fan here or there, but just everywhere you'll see like a good group of orange. I'm just like, man, this is awesome. So it just really feels like you're supported everywhere you go.
When you had your first game, mm-hmm. obviously it was a lesser opponent, but even since then with the bigger ones, Florida, Bama, those, like, do you ever just find yourself looking around when you run through the tee or looking around like on the sideline going, man, this is unreal?
Yeah, I'd say definitely before the games, because when I run through that tee, I think that's when I turn into that mode. I go into that mode, just ready to
the Polynesian Hulk.
Yeah, just ready to go to war. I'm yelling, screaming. But before the game, I just look around. I'd say right before kickoff, when they play the song, and I'm just looking around. I'm just hearing everybody get up, especially before that Bama game. I'm just like, man, I'm here. Like, let's go. So that's kind of when I just put it into perspective, just the legends that have played on that field, and now it's me running in those same shoes that they were running in. So it's awesome.
Well, man, Jackson, we appreciate the time, and I know Tennessee fans are excited you're here, and they'll get you another year next year, and
yes,
just keep you doing your thing, my friend.
Yes sir, appreciate you
coming in, man. Thank you.